This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's the second day of the new legislative session, and traditionally this is the biggest ceremonial day that ever occurs at the State House. It's a time when Vermont's statewide officials are sworn into office and when a joint session of the legislature gathers in the afternoon in a packed House chamber to hear the inaugural address of the governor. Lots of dignitaries are there. Former governors and other former statewide office holders are escorted into the chamber along with the Vermont Supreme Court. But because of the COVID pandemic, things are going to be very different this year. And to learn exactly how different, we turn to VPR's senior political reporter Bob Kinzel for another edition of Ask Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Mitch.
So there is no question the pandemic is having a really big impact on the lives of many Vermonters. That includes lawmakers. What are some of the key decisions that have been made as this session gets underway?
Well, Mitch, because of the health and safety concerns surrounding the pandemic, it was actually decided last month that lawmakers would meet remotely for the first few months of the session. Now, the House, with its 150 members, thought about using the Berry Auditorium for the official events of this first week, but then decided against the idea for safety reasons. So the House will conduct all of its business at the start of the session using remote technology. Now, over in the Senate, things are a little different. They've only got 30 members. So it was decided to use the Senate chamber for the first few days of the session by limiting how many senators could be in the chamber at any one time. Then starting next week, the Senate will also meet using remote technology. Now, lawmakers did meet remotely last summer and early fall. They showed they could make it work. There's no question that it's very, very different.
Of course, there's also the swearing-in that has to happen on this second day of the session. Vermont's statewide officials, the Attorney General, State Treasurer, the Secretary of State, the Auditor, and the Lieutenant Governor are sworn into office. But how is that being handled this year?
Weather permitting, some of the events will be held outdoors on the portico of the State House. The exception is the swearing-in of the state's new Lieutenant Governor, Democrat Molly Gray. She is scheduled to take the oath of office later this morning in the Senate chamber with a very limited number of people in attendance. And then this afternoon on the portico, Governor Phil Scott will be sworn into office along with the other statewide officials. And my guess is that someone like the Chief Justice of the Vermont Supreme Court, Paul Reiber, might administer the oath of office to the governor. And then the governor will turn around and swear in the other four statewide officials. It's quite a change from tradition, and certainly one designed to keep everybody safe.
You mentioned the governor. The inaugural address is one of the big events on the second day of the session. There is a very different plan for today, though, for this inaugural address. What's happening?
It's a very different setup, Mitch. There are actually going to be two gubernatorial speeches this afternoon and this evening. Usually a governor delivers their inaugural address in front of the joint session of the legislature at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And as you mentioned earlier, there are lots and lots of ceremony involved. But this year, because of the huge impact that the pandemic has had on virtually every aspect of life in Vermont, Governor Scott decided that he really wanted to give this speech at night so that more people could hear his message. Now, at the same time, legislative leaders wanted to hear from the governor, as is the tradition, so they asked the governor to deliver some welcoming remarks to a remote joint session at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and then at 7 tonight, he'll give his inaugural address once again using remote technology.
Well, hang on a minute, Bob. That sounds like a compromise of sorts. Are you telling me that there's actually been, you know, unlike, let's say, in Washington, D.C., a compromise here between the lawmakers and the governor on this?
Well, it took a little ironing out, I have to admit. A couple of weeks ago, the House Rules Committee was very unenthusiastic about having the governor deliver his inaugural address in the House chamber in the evening. I think they felt it was inappropriate to break from tradition in order to allow the governor to deliver what is often viewed as a somewhat political speech. And remember, it's a speech where the governor is, quote, invited to speak in the House chamber. But Governor Scott felt very strongly that with the pandemic still a major issue, that he's giving this address under very different circumstances this year, and that the tenor and tone of the speech is linked to these circumstances. So it was agreed he'd give his inaugural address this evening using a remote studio in the Pavilion office building. That's just down the street from the State House, in the same studio he uses for his biweekly press briefings. At the same time, legislative leaders felt it was important to hear directly from the governor this afternoon, so it was decided he would offer them some opening remarks, some general remarks about the session, again using remote technology, at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So I think it's a compromise that works out pretty well for everyone.
Finally, Bob, I have to ask, and this is kind of a best guess that I'm asking you about here. You've covered politics in Montpelier for a long time. You are our senior political reporter, after all. So what is your best guess? Will lawmakers return to the State House for any part of the 2021 session?
Mitch, how about yes, no, and maybe?
Okay.
Does that cover all the bases?
It certainly does.
Okay, let's work on the no. If legislative leaders decide to hold a traditional session and pass a budget and adjourn by the middle of May, then the answer is no. They will not come back to the State House. But here's the maybe. A lot of the key decisions affecting the state budget for the 2022 fiscal year will hinge on whether or not there's another congressional stimulus package this winter. And if there is, when will it pass? So this brings us to yes. I could see a scenario where lawmakers pass an interim budget in April and then go home pending the outcome of the federal stimulus package. But if that stimulus package passes in February or March or early April, this step wouldn't be needed. It's a huge question mark, but my guess, if I had to bet on it right now, is they will not return to the State House for the 2021 session.
VPR senior political reporter Bob Kinzel. Bob, as always, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.